Ministry of Higher Education, Syrian Virtual University, School of Law. The subject's title is International Trade Law by Dr. Imad Din Muhammad. The following recording was presented by Light Initiative, مبادرة ضوء, and recorded by Karam Jamil Dannan. The following recording will cover the pages from 11 to 21. Please keep in mind that this recording will cover the first part of chapter number 2, which is called The Vienna Convention on the International Sale of Goods, 1980, Part 1. Chapter number 2. The Vienna Convention on the International Sale of Goods, 1980, Part 1. The recording number 1. Main paragraph number 1. Introduction. Harmonization of the law relating to international sales of goods in the form of an international convention for worldwide adoption would allow for a uniform set of rules governing global transactions. This began in 1930, International Institute for the Unification of Private Law, UNIDROIT, but was delayed due to the onset of the Second World War until the early 1950s. In 1964, two conventions were adopted, Uniform Law on International Sales, ULIS, and Uniform Law on the Formation of International Sales, ULFIS, which were ratified by a small number of states, including the UK. Both conventions were criticized on political and legal grounds, and as a result, they had to be reassessed. The United Nations Commission on International Trade Law, UNCITRAL, was considered as the ideal organization to draft the International Convention. This was due to the fact that its membership, which consisted of both the developing Third World and the developed nations, as well as the socialist states, would counter any political objections that could be made by the Third World or socialist states. The working group started work in 1969 with ULIS and ULFIS, and submitted two draft conventions in 1976 and 1977 to the Commission. The Commission combined the two draft conventions into one, the Convention on the International Sale of Goods, and submitted it to the diplomatic conference held at Vienna, the Convention on International Sales of Goods, 1980, CISG, or popularly known as the Vienna Convention, came into force in 1988, with the required 10 ratifications and many more to follow. Popularity of the Convention on International Sales of Goods, 1980, hereinafter Vienna Convention, has brought it to prominence in the field of international commercial law. Main paragraph number 2. The Vienna Convention structure and features. The Vienna Convention consists of socialist, third world, common, and civil law principles. The Vienna Convention has four parts, and each part deals with particular functions. Part number 1. Articles from 1 to 13. Application and general provisions. Part number 2. Articles from 14 to 24. On formation of contract. Part number 3. Articles from 25 to 88. Obligations of the seller, the buyer. Remedies for breach of contract by seller and buyer. Passing of risk and damages. And Part number 4. Articles from 89 to 101. On final provisions, dealing with matters such as depositary, guardian, reservations, and entry into force. Main paragraph number 3. Article number 1 of the Convention applies to contracts of sale of goods. The sale contract involves the seller delivering the goods, the seller giving any documents relating to those goods, the seller transferring any property in the goods. The buyer is bound to pay the price for the goods and take any delivery of them. The payment of a price or cost is the central ingredient in a sale contract. The convention does not apply to agency agreements, barters, where goods are exchanged for goods or services, and both parties take on the role of seller and buyer. Distribution agreements. However, the Vienna Convention can apply to sales concluded under a distribution agreement. The Vienna Convention will apply to a contract for the sale of goods if the places of business are in different states, Article number 1, and both of these states are contracting states to the Vienna Convention, Article number 1.1.a, and both parties know that they have places of business in different states on the basis of the contract, or dealings or information disclosed before or at the conclusion of the contract. Article number 1.2. The place of business is important for the Vienna Convention to be applied, but there is not an exact definition of that place of business. Applicability can be extended on the basis of private international law principles, even where the parties do not have their places of business in contracting states. There's a provision under Article number 1.1.b of the Vienna Convention, which allows its application when rules of private international law lead to the application of the law to a contracting state. The purpose of this rule is to broaden the impact of the Vienna Convention to allow its application to those transactions which are entered by any parties who are not located in contracting states. The Vienna Convention excludes certain controversial areas and those areas which are already covered by international law. This can affect other types of transactions and the sale of certain types of goods. Main paragraph number 4. Exclusions. Consumer transactions. There are goods bought for personal, family, or household use are excluded, but the seller has to be aware that they are excluded. The Vienna Convention is not concerned with procedural issues, such as burden of proof. Auction sales. These are contracts concluded by the fall of a hammer in auction sales. The place of business cannot be determined by the buyer. At the conclusion of the contract, Article number 2.b, sales by auction are unusual in international trade. Sales on execution or by authority of law are also subject to domestic law, Article number 2, point C. Sale of stocks, shares, investment, securities, and negotiable instruments, as these are all subject to their own rules. Article number 2, point D. Please note, however, that the sales of goods that involve documents, documentary sales, such as a sale of goods on CIF terms, are not excluded. Sale of ships, vessels, hovercraft, or aircraft. Article number 2.E. Sea and airborne vessels are considered as real estate by many jurisdictions and are subject to special rules. Sale of electricity, Article number 2.F, is as this is subject to detailed bilateral agreements. Made-to-order goods. Although goods to be manufactured or produced fall within the scope of the Vienna Convention, if a substantial part of the material used in the manufacture of production of goods is provided by the person who orders, the sale transaction according to Article 3.1, then this falls outside of the Vienna Convention. There have been a number of court cases regarding this. Contracts where the dominant part of the party who supplies goods consists of supply of labor or other services. Main paragraph number 5. Exclusion of issues. Article number 4 excludes certain areas, such as validity of contract in international sales transactions. Issues of legal capacity, illegality, mistake, and agency contracts remain. Applicable law will, therefore, be relevant where validity of the contract is at issue. Property, due to the divergent approaches, it would be difficult to reach a consensus. Liability for personal injury or death. Article number 5. Article number 5 is silent on the issue of liability for damage to property. This could be a matter for the law of tort, but the Vienna Convention displaces tort liability, and compensation is to be calculated on the basis provided by Article number 74. The Vienna Convention is silent on the burden of proof. Both the courts and scholars consider this issue to be decided by domestic law. Main paragraph number 6. Party autonomy in the Vienna Convention. The independence of a party is considered fundamental to international commercial transactions by private international law in most legal systems, and this is approved by the Vienna Convention. The Vienna Convention is not compulsory, which means that parties can ignore it. Article number 6. Contracts do not have to be subject to it, and can expressly state this, and it can be excluded by the parties agreeing to terms that are inconsistent to it. Main paragraph number 7. Trade usage in the Vienna Convention. Article number 9 is the result of compromise. Trade usage was recognized in ULIS, Article number 9. The Vienna Convention recognizes both express and implied usages. Knowledge is important in incorporating usages impliedly. The parties knew, or if they should have known of the usage, that the usage is widely known in international trade. The usage is regularly observed by the parties in contracts of the type involved in the particular trade concerned. Article number 9 also includes practices that the parties have established between themselves. This is the end of the first recording regarding Chapter Number 2. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a good day.